Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Tonight, about 2 hours from now, you got tip-off between the Mystics and the Sky here on the Team 980. Washington trying to get back on track against Angel Reese and company. Angel coming off a triple-double this weekend. Christy Winter-Scott, Megan McPeak on the call for Monumental, and you'll hear the simulcast here on the radio. Right now, NBA Finals, though, and a bit of a thought experiment, a thought exercise, Anthony, that I've been kicking around. Traditionally, even role players in the NBA are top 10 picks. Like, if you look at guys who have long careers, mostly it's guys that, oh, that guy was the, it's like, oh, that guy's been around forever. Like, he wasn't super heralded. Oh, he was the 9th overall pick 10 years ago. Like, for as much of a crapshoot as the NBA is in terms of superstars, like, for the most part, the guys that pan out, like, they're not, it's not crazy surprises. And then you look at this NBA Finals, and the contributors in this Finals must have, and it would take, I mean, I'm sure someone could probably figure out how to do this with AI in a more efficient manner, but they've got to have, like, the lowest average draft position per minute played of any NBA Finals that has ever happened in the history of the sport. I mean, it's crazy. I just think of last year's champion. They're powered, the Boston Celtics, by Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, both former number 3 picks in the NBA draft. That's more of what your typical stuff is. Porzingis was a top 5 pick. Drew Holiday, while like an unlikely superstar, like he was still a lottery pick. And then this year, I think there's one guy in this entire finals on either roster, period, who's a top 3 pick. Let me double check this real quick. Make sure I'm not forgetting someone. But I am pretty sure the only top 5 pick, the only top 7 pick potentially on either roster is Chet Holmgren, who's still only 21 years old in his second year. The rest of the guys are, like, let's just go down the Thunder roster of guys that matter for them. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a lottery pick, as most of a lot of these guys are, but late lottery. He's 11th overall. Jalen Williams, 12th overall. Lu Dort signed as a two-way player. He's an undrafted free agent. Alex Caruso, undrafted, free, or maybe a second rounder, free agent, two-way guy. Played a lot in the G League. Like, Chet is the exception. Then you have guys like Isaiah Joe, who actually didn't even play yesterday. He's a second-round pick. Guys like Cason Wallace, who, you know, he was a top 10 pick. He was 10th. Like, that's the kind of guys that we're talking about. And the same is true on the other side of things. They've got more on the Oklahoma City side of things in that Obi Toppin Obi Toppin was an 8th overall pick in 2020. Jairus Walker hasn't even played in the series because he's hurt. He was, remember, he was the seventh pick technically by the Wizards, but they had already pre-done the Koulibaly trade. So he's a top 10 pick, but he doesn't really play. But top end, Miles Turner was the 11th overall pick. Halliburton was in that range. You know, Nesmith is a guy that was a lottery pick, but late lottery, but he's on his second team. And so, like, even those guys, top end, Nesmith, Halliburton, those guys are all on their second team. So you're not looking at homegrown top 10 picks. And I just kind of wonder with this, if I am another NBA team, what do I do with that information? Because traditionally, as we've talked about a lot in regards to the Wizards and what they're doing, it's like the best way to get talent is to be at the top. And you still certainly, like, you're better off to try to find your star having a high draft pick and doing good scouting than getting lucky that another team doesn't realize they've got a gem under their nose in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who was traded, obviously, as part of the Kawhi Leonard deal, or that part of the Paul George deal after being drafted 11th. Or Tyrese Halliburton, same range of the draft. Sacramento's like, this ain't really working. Let's flip him for Domantas Sabonis. And, like, that doesn't seem like the best plan. But I also do wonder if like, that's the kind of thing that's going to happen more often as teams are trading draft picks nonstop, as teams are forced to make tough decisions about talent because of the new apron rules and all the silly CBA gymnastics that are designed for parity. And I just think it makes team building really, really hard in the league. And I also think with the influx of international players, the less college experience these guys are getting, the draft is more crapshooty than ever. And I really honestly don't know what my conclusion is here, Anthony. There's a lot of information on that ends in, hey, isn't it weird that there's like no top 10 picks in this NBA Finals that are doing anything moderately significant outside of like Obi Toppin and Chet Holmgren? That's weird.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think the people that you've mentioned, even Aaron Nesmith, like he was drafted late lottery. But I just think the way the Pacers and the Thunder went about, you know, acquiring these people, they had, you know, what the Pacers more specifically, I think they just had specific roles that they wanted those guys to like fill. And the fact that, you know, the New York wasn't getting the most out of Obi Toppin, Nesmith was, you know, sort of kind of didn't mesh or gel, fit in with the Celtics right away. I'm pretty sure they love to have him now, having, you know, matured a little bit. But I just think they had more time to, you know, build and like grow this unit as opposed to, you know, some of those teams that were like, you know, championship ready. And they just carved out a role for them guys, and it sort of kind of just worked. But that's what we see with, you know, the Jrue Holidays, the Alex Carusos, carving out a role for these guys to come in and impact, you know, the team right away. These guys just happen to be younger and not utilized in their with their former teams.
I think the other thing that's interesting, and this actually leads into what we're going to talk about next with Durant, is these are young teams, relatively speaking. Like, they're stars. And Halliburton, like 25 is kind of the start of an NBA prime. Really, it's more like 27. Shai, I think, is 26. Like, they have some guys that are in their bona fide prime, but they don't have a bunch of 30-year-olds out there running around. Like, it's mid to late 20s, and then obviously Oklahoma City's stupid young, and they got a bunch of early 20s guys. And even Indiana's got guys like Mathurin that are super young and really important to what they do. And that is different as well, but the physical nature, and I realize that old heads are going to be like, this game's not physical. Nobody punches anybody in the head. And it's like, okay, it's not physical in the same way it was physical in the 90s, but the physical demands, because of how much running is happening now, the athleticism of the game, it kind of favors younger, deeper teams. And so do you sacrifice some high-end talent for some depth? And is that actually the right play to merely survive the playoffs and get to this point? I was listening to a pod the other day that, you know, someone was like, you know, hey, Philadelphia, Can you ever imagine Joel Embiid? And I'm a huge Joel Embiid fan, but this like rocked me to my Joel Embiid fan core. There's no way Joel Embiid's ever surviving a four rounds of the playoffs to win a title. You can give him the whole year off and be like, hey, man, all right, now you got to play playoff basketball on an every other day schedule at this intensity, and I need you to play 30-plus minutes at your Joel Embiid best. You think he's making four series worth? Like, it is a young man's game in a way it's kind of never been before, which I think is a fascinating thing. And again, I don't know what to do with this information, but there is, the NBA's clearly changed in a way that we haven't fully figured out and appreciated yet. And we might not for years until we're able to look back at it and make sense of it. But I think it's worth acknowledging in the moment how different this finals and really the last couple of years too, because I was just looking back at finals participants. The last number one overall pick to like really do damage in an NBA finals was LeBron in 2020. Other than that, you got the Heat a couple of times built around Jimmy Butler, who was obviously not a top pick, and Bam Adebayo, who was a late lottery pick. You have Giannis, who's, you know, late lottery, incredibly unprecedented story. Jokic, second rounder, incredibly unprecedented story. The Celtics teams that I talked about, Tatum should have been the number one overall pick, but that's a different story. And then the Warriors obviously win it in 2022, and they're built around Steph, which is his own story. And 2021, the team the Bucks beat is Phoenix. They've got Devin Booker as their best player. He was, I think, the seventh pick. So we're just looking at a very different stretch of NBA history here. And if I'm trying to build a team, I don't really know what to do with it. I do know that Kevin Durant's still really good at basketball. I don't know what his actual value is. I do know a team that if I were them under certain circumstances, I would definitely be trading for him. I'll tell you who next on the Team 980. But first, the latest from the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want it. Wawa with customizable roasted and crispy chicken sandwiches.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Stop and Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Kevin Durant definitely could be the next big move to happen in the NBA. We have 8 days to the NBA draft. We'll talk a little bit more about some of the latest rumors, rumblings, movement. Con Knipple's rising up boards in a major way. We'll talk about that tomorrow here on the show. But yeah, and he's got that jumper. People seem to want a shooter. Can't imagine why. But there's, you know, we'll run through some of the top prospects tomorrow and see who some of the latest folks have going to the Wiz. I know ESPN's put out a recent mock like today. Athletics put out a couple, so we'll dive into all that. But there's going to be a ton of trade movement, I anticipate, over the next week. We already saw it start with Desmond Bane going. There was a trade actually today. The Pacers traded the 23rd pick in this year's draft and a G Leaguer I don't even remember. Sorry, all due respect to the G Leaguer, which way he went in the trade. They made a trade with someone and they got their own first round pick back next year, which freed up some cap space, which is going to help them hopefully pay Miles Turner. So like you're already starting to see some stuff happen. But Durant is the big fish here, at the very least in name. I think the question is like if, especially based off the last conversation we had, right, where it's like, oh, this is a young man's game. NBA Finals are two of the younger teams in the league, deeper teams in the league. How much is, like, what is the team structure that actually makes Kevin Durant worth having? He has said he is willing to sign an extension for the Texas teams that are in play here, Houston and San Antonio. And then he is also interested potentially in Miami. But I actually think the best fit for him, under one condition, is going to Minnesota to play with Anthony Edwards. And if I'm Minnesota, I don't really care if you don't want to sign the extension. Because either we're going to win and I'm going to want you to, and you probably will want to as well, or you're going to hate it here and we, you know, okay, fine, we'll move on. But I think as long as they don't have to give up Gobert, if you essentially turn Naz Reid into Kevin Durant, why wouldn't you want to do that? Let's upgrade the playmaking. Let's upgrade the shooting. Let's, you know, hey, KD, you don't have to carry a burden. His shooting numbers are still outrageous, outrageously good. He was almost, if he wasn't 50-40-90 this year, he's still so good. But he's also 36. He'll be 37 by the time the season starts. This is not a long-term investment. You have to be able to win right now. And Minnesota is a team that was in the conference finals and gave Oklahoma City a run for half a second. They're one of the few teams that really does fit that threshold. Houston's an interesting one. If I'm San Antonio, I don't know that I'm there yet. As great as I think Wemby could be even next year, if I'm Minnesota, I'm looking at a window here with Gobert still being a premier defensive presence for maybe another year or two, Edwards coming into the absolute peak of his powers over the next 3 years, and I would do the deal if I was Minnesota, depending on what the deal was. I try to keep Gobert out of it. I think there's a chance Julius Randle has to be in it. However, that gets complicated because he's got a player option, but that's the team that if I could just pick a Kevin Durant team, I think it would be Minnesota.
I would love for him to go to Minnesota as well. But for some reason, they aren't being like mentioned.
Because he didn't mention them as part of the three teams he'd want to go to.
Yeah. I mean, I just seen Anthony Edwards put out the Will Smith meme where he's standing in the living room looking around and it's like, my dad doesn't want me and things of that nature. So it's just like, I don't necessarily know if Minnesota's in contention. But if they are, I would love for KD to go play with Anthony Edwards because, again, that's all Anthony Edwards needed last year. He needed some help. Didn't get the help from Naz Reid. Julius struggled throughout the series. So Kevin Durant, having a young guy that can just, you know, go out there and do his own thing, like, it's not going to be, you know, Anthony Edwards is a star and, you know, KD takes a backseat. It's going to be 1A, 1B kind of thing. Like, And I think that's where Kevin Durant thrives. Like, he thrives in a system where he doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, number one, but he can take over if need be, kind of thing. And right now, Anthony Edwards already being in his prime, I think this is a prime location for him to land. But if not there, my vote is Houston. My vote is Houston, man. They get Kevin Durant down there with them young whippersnappers, Craig. Man.
They could be really good. Offensively, they're going to be, if they can figure out how to get the money right for Van Vliet and get him back, and it's him, Durant, Şengün, and then, you know, see what kind of athleticism, and, you know, obviously you have one of the Thompson twins who's one of the best defenders in the league.
Hell yeah.
With Amen Thompson. So
you got Cam Whitmore off the bench as well if you want to use him.
And then
if you
Reed Shepherd, like, you know, they've got a bunch of pieces that are really interesting. That trade package would be done around Jalen Green, so he would be on the way out. But I is like Houston's so interesting to me because then, like, is Durant then your best player? Like, do you, in terms of, are you building your offensive system around him? Do you want to do that at this age? Because Houston offensively, like, they need him for sure. My question would be, is he enough? And if not, at this stage of his career, are you better off keeping your powder dry to try to find someone else who fits the rest of your guys' timeline better? And that's a tough question if you're Houston. Because here would be my question. If you're Minnesota, you already made the conference finals, right? And you made it two straight years. So you are theoretically really, really close. Is Durant enough to push you over the top? I think that's an easy sell to tell yourself yes. Depending on what you give up. I think if you give up Gobert, then it's stupid because now you've given up the thing that is one of your great strengths, your defense, in order to get more offense, but I don't know net you've gotten that much better. So that becomes complicated because Phoenix really wants a center. If you're Houston, is your current group plus Durant enough to beat Oklahoma City? Because that's ultimately the question you're trying to ask. And I think that's a harder sell because I think Houston was so far away offensively that, and we know that the ability to generate real offense in the playoffs is enormous. Maybe you say Durant solves that problem and that's good enough. My question would be, does Durant solve that problem in 2025? And this is 2017. Hell yeah, you make this deal for that Kevin Durant. It also costs you five times as much. But is Durant able to carry that kind of burden? And I don't know at this point. He was awesome last year statistically, but he was awesome on a bad team. So what does that translate to in crunch time on a good team?
My thing is, Craig, this guy, like, no matter what year he's in, I mean, he's not slowing down right now, but his ability to just put the ball in the basket,
that's crazy.
Is ridiculous. So I don't really look at the age. Again, like, I think him, LeBron,
you have
Steph,
to look at the age, though. Because, like, look, like, those guys don't play as many minutes at a high level as they used to. They just don't. And, like, that's fine. They're three of the best 15 to 20 players of all time. Curry, no shade to Durant, but Curry and LeBron are two of the best eight players of all time. And Durant's somewhere between 11 and 20, right? And we can have that fight a different day. July is coming, right? But, like, he's still, from a scoring standpoint, he's one of the five best scorers probably of all time.
Exactly.
He's still great at that, but, like, you have to, what made Kevin Durant a top 20 all-time player was he also was a really effective defender, really good rebounder. So there was more to his game that is not quite there as high a level as often as it used to be. I think if I was Houston, I would probably make the bet, especially depending on if you don't have to give up a ton. And I'm hoping that guys like Shepherd come along and that the offensive gap gets filled in part by what I already have and in part by Durant. I think I'd probably do it, just to be clear, but I think it's a harder sell than it is for Minnesota. I think I'd prefer Minnesota get him in terms of someone else to challenge OKC.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, also, I don't think KD would have to, you know, play that many minutes. The Rockets, they had a deep unit. Like, they had nine people that they were playing last year. So I don't think he's going to have to go out there and play 40 minutes.
Yeah, you can go play 27 minutes a game in the regular season. The question is, in the playoffs, like, how hard do you lean on him? And Maybe you can play 27 minutes the game in the regular season. The answer is pretty hard, but he's ready for it. So,
yeah,
TBD. We'll obviously follow that story as it goes. Again, 8 days till the NBA draft, which is when that deal is possible to go down by. And we will talk about it more, the draft, that is, more tomorrow. When we get back, Mystics back in action tonight. We'll take a look at their matchup against the Chicago Sky. And then real things, real people said in real microphones here on the Team 980.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Austin Eckler on Terry McLaurin's contract situation coming up in Real Things at 6:45. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. Busy night in the WNBA, including the game you'll hear right here on the Team 980, the Mystics and Sky. Six games in all tonight, Anthony. All Commissioner's Cup games starting at 7 o'clock on NBA TV. You can catch the Sun and Fever. Of course, Caitlin Clark is back. She went absolutely bananas in her first game back this weekend, a big win over the Liberty. Speaking of the Liberty, they are coming off their first loss of the season, which was Sunday. Over the weekend. Was it Sunday? Saturday? Whenever that was. To the Fever. They host the Atlanta Dream, who are coming off an absolute demolition of the Mystics on Sunday. Valkyries and Wings, Paige Beckers and company. Beckers, by the way, pulling ahead or back ahead in the Rookie of the Year race from Kiki Irifin, averaging 17.4 points per game, 4.5 rebounds, 6.1 assists, is Beckers, although her team is just 1-11. They're taking on the surprisingly not terrible Golden State Valkyries. They're playing really well. Huge shout out to them for what they're doing. Aces and Lynx tonight. Lynx also coming off their first loss of the season. Asia Wilson remaining out, I do believe, for Las Vegas. Minnesota, by the way, here on Thursday. Friday? Next time the Mystics play.
Yo no sé.
Son of a gun. On...
I know they play Sunday, though.
Oh, no, it is Sunday. No, the Wings play here on Sunday. What? Oh, maybe I was looking at next week. I was. It's the 24th. A week from tonight, the Lynx are here. Good job, Craig. Storm and Sparks also tonight, which there's a chance for one of the funniest things that could happen. You remember, Anthony, in the offseason after Dominique Malanga kind of burst onto the scene for folks, the number two overall pick, who's not playing a ton for Seattle, but is starting to get a little bit more or a few more minutes here and there. But Rekia Jackson was like, please, Lord, don't let me be the first woman to be dunked on in the WNBA.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, could be funny if it happens tonight.
Uh-oh.
Just saying. But our game tonight, Mystics and Sky, really much needed win for Chicago over the weekend. It's just, it not only is were they playing poorly, it just felt like there was a toxicity around the discussion about them in a really nasty way. You know, I have a ton of respect for Ariel Atkins, who had stepped up in a press conference and basically been like, quit asking Angel Reese dumb questions. Please start asking her about basketball. She is here working her ass off trying to play basketball. And sure enough, they go out against Connecticut. They get a nice 12-point win where Reese has 11 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists, 3 blocks, 2 steals, and reminds everybody, like, hey, this is me at my best. The problem is, I think, for Chicago is even in that game where Angel has this, like, terrific output all across the box score, she's 2 of 7 from the field. She's still shooting an abysmal field goal percentage from the field. She got to the free throw line 7 times and made all 7 of her free throws. But I think where Chicago's going to eventually be a really good team around Angel Reese is when they can start surrounding her with cutters and shooters. And, like, you don't necessarily make her the focal point of an offense, but you let her operate in smart areas where she can be a playmaker and she can be someone you dump the ball to at the high post or at the nail, faces up, drives, draws fouls, or is finding cutters or shooters as the defense collapses. And she's capable of doing that. And then obviously you get her close to the basket, let her do the offensive rebound thing, and she's, you know, the best in the league at that. I just don't think this roster is built like that. And I think this is a chance for Washington. Now, Connecticut's bad, but they only scored 66. I do think this is a chance for Washington to get out and run a little bit, play the style they want to play, and ultimately get back to some winning ways. They haven't won a game in a long time because they have barely played. They didn't have a game for a week. They got smacked by Atlanta. Before that, they had that really big, dominant win over Connecticut a week prior. But then before that, they had lost 3 of 4 and really actually lost 6 of 7 going back to when they started the season 2-2. So this Mystics team, I think, is one that people are still trying to figure out. They're one that's very reliant on their young talent. They need, their all-star caliber players like Brittany Sykes to get back on track. But I think the big thing for how good the Mystics are going to be this season is, does Aliyah Edwards ever get going? Does Shakira Austin ever get consistently going? Kira's had a couple of big ones. Aliyah's had a pretty tough season so far. They have to find some rhythm for those two, find a role that works for those two. And I think tonight's a good opportunity against the Chicago team. And Aliyah played very well against Chicago last season.
Yeah, I think when you look at the Chicago Sky, I mean, I was, you know, happy to see Angel Reese go out there and respond the way she did. And we're just also just seeing her develop her game. Like, again, one of the criticisms I had for her was she will always try to go up amongst 3 people. And it's just like, just kick the ball out. And she's been doing that, and it resulted in her, you know, having her first career triple-double. So I'm not worried about, you know, Angel Reese, and the growth of her game. But I would like to see people, you know, be a little bit less critical of her because, again, she's a sophomore, and she's
a young player, and she was the 7th pick for a reason. And I know that, like, it's hard to believe because people only knew 2 players in last year's draft. I was like, how could you not take her behind Caitlin? Or some people, how could you not take her over, Caitlin? Well, we know what that was about, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's because she's a, like, I would say she's a flawed player, but, like, she's certainly not Clark, MVP caliber, but I don't know that she's ever the best player on a championship team. But she's a really good basketball player. And that's what seventh overall picks are in the WNBA draft. It's like, they're bona fide starters. She's already got an all-star, and she might make a ton of all-star teams, which would be a hell of a pick at seven. But there's a reason she was seven. Some of that is she probably should have been higher, and she maybe should have been, you know, third, fourth, fifth. We can talk about that, 3 years from now. But there's a reason that she wasn't, like, thought of as a top five pick.
Yeah.
And it's because her limits offensively are real. And unfortunately, she's playing in a place in Chicago that doesn't have a whole lot of other options. And she winds up probably taking more shots than she should, or, you know, different shots than she should on a team where she's got more support and would find more success in the win column. But going to be a fun one tonight. Megan McPeak, Christy Winter Scott, you'll have the call here on the Team 980 tip-off just after 8 o'clock. When we get back, we wrap up the show with Real Things Real People Said in Real Microphones, including Austin Eckler talking to the Ross Tucker podcast about Terry McLaurin's contract. More specifically, not talking about Terry McLaurin's contract. We'll explain next. It's off the show. We're wrapping up here on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Nats underway. Rockies already have a runner on, one out, top of the first. Of course, that game's over on 106.7 The Fan if you want to tune in a minute once we are done. I mean, I guess technically you could tune over right now, but that would be rude. Telling you things you want to know and then you leave us. Of course, BetMGM tonight follows us here on the Team 980 for an hour tonight before you get to Mystics and Sky at 8. Tomorrow on the show, I think we're going to have a special Wednesday edition of Never Read the Comments. So looking forward to that. What else did we have? It's a week to the NBA draft. What else we got tomorrow, Anthony? We'll review Mystics and Sky.
I think that's it.
We had like a bunch of stuff written down. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, I have an interview with there's a new documentary coming out. And it sounds really cool. I actually need to watch it probably tomorrow morning. It's a short doc. But I'm talking to the director tomorrow. So we'll have a fun interview on that. The film premiered this weekend at the DC Docs Film Festival. So I'm excited to hopefully have more information on where you can watch it sometime soon. But yeah, that's what we got. And then we're off on Thursday. We got a bunch of stuff planned for Friday. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. As for right now, we wrap up this show the same way that we wrap up all our shows. It's time for Real Things.
Real Things.
We're not going to be sucked this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
All right. I thought this was interesting. I thought this was smart. From Austin Eckler. Yeah, that Austin Eckler. The Commanders running back was on the Ross Tucker Show podcast. And he was asked about Terry McLaurin's contract negotiation. And?
Yeah, all of these conversations get really personal for us. And so you definitely don't want to be just chatting with guys unless you're like tight like that. You know, I wish him the best. Absolutely. Go get what you're worth because you're a huge impact to the not only the team, but just the league in general. Like you made a bunch of great plays, especially coming off of last year, what you did for us. I don't even want to be in that because then now I have information that if someone asks me about, I actually do know. And I got to say, I can't talk. I don't know anything that's going on if I don't ask, you know, so I'm staying on the outside.
Sometimes, Anthony, ignorance is actually bliss.
That was very smart.
What I took out of that. All right. What else do we got in the folder of fun today? Doc Rivers was the head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers when the Clippers traded Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And look, at the time, they were trying to get Paul George, which would lock them in Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi was coming off a title. And that was a potent combination that they thought could win them a championship. But Doc definitely knew if they didn't win a championship, that it probably wasn't going to go great. This on the Bill Simmons show.
Now he's having one of the best start to finish guard seasons in the history of the position. You know,
history of the game.
He's one of the best scoring guards I've ever seen. Did you see this? Because I know you saw greatness in him, but not this.
I loved him. Yeah, I loved him. I told you that. I told you that 3 years ago. Yeah. But I mean, come on. I mean, no one saw this. It bothered me to make that call to Shea. And I've shared that. That was a tough call. He handled it like such a pro. But you also felt it was like this, I'm going to make you pay for this trade. That's how you felt. I called Sam, and Sam had just talking to him as well. And Sam says, I tell you, we just gave away an assassin. And we better win it, because this kid's, he's going to come back and haunt all of us.
Well, Doc, since then, has had a couple of gigs, and he has no titles, and Shea now has an MVP and is one game away from a championship. So, in that way, Anthony, I guess Doc at least knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you're going to look back and say, I always knew, you should have kept him then.
Well, I mean, one, it wasn't his call.
You're right. It wasn't.
And also, these are the games that you play. Like, this is kind of an interesting thing, I think, right now in the NBA, right? Is you have teams like Orlando, or what's the example that just happened? Oh, this is going to drive me nuts. Name some of the big trades that have just happened recently.
Desmond Bane?
It's the one that hasn't happened yet. Durant, right? So the Nets go all in. Actually, really, the Nets are the better example here, right? The Nets go all in on Durant, Kyrie, Harden, right? It doesn't work. Crap. What do? We bail and we get most of those assets back. And now the Nets are the only team with cap space this summer, and they're probably not going to spend a ton of it, but it allows them to take on bad contracts and get even more draft capital, and they have a ton of picks. And they have a really good chance of being bad next year if they want to be. They could be in a really good lottery. They could also have potential to move up or move things around at the deadline. And they are in a really good position, despite the fact that it was like 3-4 years ago even that they made that move for Durant. Phoenix now is going to try to do the same thing and salvage. But like, this is kind of the thing if you're Orlando. You trade all these picks for Desmond Bane, and if it doesn't work out in 4 years, you trade Paolo Banchero to someone else and you get a bunch of picks back and you restock the deck. And so this is how the NBA kind of works now. And the Clippers are kind of at that point where the things have run out for them. But we'll see where it goes from here. All right. That's our show for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.